Entrepreneurs, small business owners, professionals who seek excellence, bringing the business classroom to you. It's the Business Builders Show. Here's Marty Wolf.
We still got a long way to go. Yes, we all got a long way to go.
Hello, and welcome to the Business Builders Show. I know you have other things you could be doing, but you have decided to spend some time with us. So on behalf of myself, Marty Wolf, your host, my sidekick, Carrie Carney, and our producer, Mr. Tom Jenkins, we thank you for being here. Our special guest today is Jonathan Williams of an organization called Failure Lab. Carrie did the interview with Jonathan, and it is what I would call a paradigm buster. It will make you think differently about failure and about storytelling. So make sure you keep your ears and mind open during Carrie's conversation with Jonathan. Carrie, you have fun with Jonathan talking about the Failure Lab?
It was a delight to speak to Jonathan. He seems like such a nice, creative person. But the concept of Failure Lab just blew me away, and the vulnerability of people to get up and bare their soul.
Don't give too much of it away now. Don't jump too far ahead.
You got to listen to this interview
because it's a great interview.
Yes.
We will start and end the show with an article from Forbes.com titled Seven Reasons Your Business is Failing and What to Do About It. And that's our normal approach to the show. We want to educate you, help you succeed. And however, as I already mentioned, you need to listen carefully when Carrie and Jonathan talk about crushing the stigma of failure. So let's get started with the article from Jason Demers from Forbes.com. Again, the article is Seven Reasons Your Business is Failing and What to Do About It. So he starts it out kind of simply. He asks, if business are declining, you've got fewer customers coming to your door, or you're having trouble paying your vendors, it might be time to figure out what's broken in your business and make a serious commitment towards fixing it. That would get our attention if sales are declining or people aren't coming in or I can't pay my bills. I guess that should kind of wake me up.
It better.
It better. Right, exactly. It better.
If not, you've got other issues.
Yes. And that's something, a whole other show, I guess, or maybe somebody else's show. Right? So, seven reasons your business is failing, what to do about it. The article is Forbes.com. The author, I love this guy. I just found out about him, Jason Demers. And here's some things that he points out. He says, you don't know how to market your business. Maybe that's what's going on.
Well, I like the point he makes. Not every business owner knows marketing. You may know your widget or your part or your service, but to get it explained properly, get someone excited, want to engage, and then commit to a project, it takes work, and it's always changing.
Yes, and if you can't market your business, you do not have a business eventually. It is that simple.
Yep.
You can have the greatest widget in the world. I've worked with scientists, Carrie. You know this.
Mm-hmm.
We've come up and run across some incredible products and inventions. And guess what? They never launched.
Yep.
Because they couldn't figure out how to market it, or they wouldn't hire someone to help them. They wouldn't get the help that they needed. So that's an important thing to do. As a matter of fact, the way this article is written, I like the way he did this. He says, well, if that's a problem, that you don't know how to market your business, he has some suggestions on what to do about it. And he says, start marketing. Start doing it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you got to start learning. You got to start figuring out what to do. You got to understand how to write an article. You need to understand what blogging means. You need to what is social media all about? You have to start learning that. And if you don't want to spend the time to do it, then you have to hire someone. Quite frankly,
it comes down to that problem that all entrepreneurs and businesses have: are you working in the business or are you working on the business?
I want to make a recommendation for a gentleman that was on our show a few months ago, David Newman,
mm-hmm.
who's actually at the National Speakers Association. He has been awarded the Certified Speaking Professional designation,
okay,
which is a big deal in the National Speakers Association. So congratulations to David Newman. His book is Do It Marketing. Do It Marketing. If you do nothing else, buy that book and read that book. I have testimonials from folks who I've sent that book to and or ideas that we've taken and used for in our own business or that we have shared with clients. Just last week, Carrie and Tom, I had a client call me, and part of what to do is how to do a better job of finding getting referrals. And a referral that I wrote, a letter that I wrote for a client that basically stole David's ideas.
Borrowed honorably.
Borrowed honorably. And customize it for this client in a week after the letter, got three new clients. Three new clients. So David Newman's Do It Marketing. So it's a great book. If you're struggling with marketing, go right there. Now, the other thing about this article from Jason Demers, Carrie, we were talking about this before we came on, is that it's just loaded with other links.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's so much to, you could get this article and really, you know, really get a real education. And he has some online marketing tactics that only take a minute or so, to learn and to put into place. For instance, if you're writing an email or if you're doing a Facebook post, you've got to get a captivating headline or a tagline. And actually in this article, he talks about ways that you can actually get help. There's something called Portents Content Idea Generator. I'll say it again. Portents Content Idea Generator. It's important to get a headline, really important. Here's something else that I think I do a reasonably good job of. It says recycle an old blog post on social media. Now, first of all, you have to be blogging.
Yes.
If you're not blogging, you're making a mistake. You've got to learn how to blog, and then when you blog something, you know, you can repeat that on all your other social media sites. This is just loaded with some great ideas in terms of marketing. Another point, another reason why your business may be failing is your prices may be too low. You had a thought, Carrie, on that.
Yeah, sometimes I know with the gas situation, sometimes in previous business, getting to a job, you know, you had situations where your costs are just going through the roof, and you couldn't count on the costs
because
you didn't know what it was going to be 3 weeks from now.
Right.
And the clients are usually in the same boat.
If the fuel is going up, it's going up for everybody. They understand that you would need to raise your trucking companies. Restaurants with food costs, although restaurants are terrified to raise their prices, which is some of the reasons why they're going out of business because they're not making enough money. It's a little more complex when you're talking about business services. When you're making a product, you can understand, it costs me this much, I want to get a margin, I'll sell it for this much. Business services get a little more complex. Now, what to do about it? Don't double your prices overnight. Don't do that. But look for raising prices that makes sense. In addition to what you said, Carrie, if it's common knowledge that fuel's going up, add that fuel surcharge if you need to. But share that information with your clients. But you probably can raise prices for your clients as long as you're delivering a bunch of value.
Value, yep.
And that's really the key to that. As long as you're delivering value, you can and you should raise prices to the point where there should be some resistance. And so, wow, segment one is already wrapping up, Carrie and Tom. We need to go to our special guest, Carrie, interviewing Jonathan Williams of Failure Lab. We'll be right back.
Bringing the business classroom to you. It's the Business Builder Show with Marty Wolf.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom15.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom15.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number, 15.com. Go to freedom15.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom15.com.
In these uncertain economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses can be our cars, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. If you own a vehicle with less than 130,000 miles, is less than 12 years old, has a warranty about to expire, or even no warranty at all, you could stop paying for car repairs. Roadside assistance, towing, and rental coverage are all included. Don't wait for the next repair. Make one free call right now to see if you qualify. If your vehicle is less than 12 years old, has less than 130,000 miles, even if it's out of warranty, paying for car repairs can become a thing of the past. Call us right now and get your car protected before your next repair bill hits. Get protection and no more repair bills. Call 877-239-2005. Again, 877-239-2005. That's 877-239-2005. 877-239-2005.
Presenting the thought leaders of today, it's the Business Builders Show with Marty Wolf.
Welcome back to the Business Builders Show, and I am not Marty Wolf. It's Carrie Carney, his co-host, and I am so excited today with our special guest, Jonathan Williams. And Jonathan hails from Lansing, Michigan, or the western part of Michigan, and has a very, very creative website out there that I would like all of our audience to go and learn from. The name of the website is called FailureLab.com, and that's FAILURE-LAB.com. That was a long intro, Jonathan. How are you today?
I am doing well. Thanks for having me on.
I was telling you before we started, I watched just about every video on the show, and it is just fantastic. Our audience is entrepreneurs, small business people, and professionals seeking excellence. A lot of times we don't talk about failure on this show. It's more success-driven. Could you tell us why you started with your cohorts, Jordan O'Neill and Austin Dean, FailureLab.com?
Yeah, it actually started. It was an idea of my friend of mine, Jordan O'Neill. And we're all three of us are actually out of Grand Rapids, Michigan. And he was at a seminar in Detroit, and he heard just kind of this incredible story from an older gent who launched into a very personal tale about basically the format was for him to talk about innovation and success, and he did the exact opposite of that, and he talked about just moving to America, a wealthy businessman, losing his fortune, losing his business. His wife left him. He lost his health, and finally his daughter committed suicide, and here is just, I mean, it was gut-wrenching, and he spoke it just very emotionally and was bordering on breaking down a little bit. And at the very end, he basically said he had completely hit rock bottom. But after that, that allowed him to kind of have a turning point in life, and he was able to move elsewhere and find a new purpose. And my friend Jordan drove back to Grand Rapids from that talk, and the whole time, out of a day of talks, that was the one that stood out the most. And the whole day was kind of dedicated to innovation and trying things and business. And so he just thought, what if you had stopped right at the end of the confession? And instead of wrapping it up as we all do, when we're giving presentations or seminars or conferences or self-help books, we're always giving a canned packaged lesson, our ideas, our thoughts of what you need to do to turn things around. And my friend Jordan just thought, what if you just left it there as a confession? And how different would that feel? And what could we learn from that? And how unique would that be? And that was really the seed was planted in that. And it took about a year of conversations and bourbons on front porches. And we finally came up with a format and tried it out.
Now, your background is in marketing.
That's correct. I'm a marketing consultant. I have my own firm, Graybridge, here in Grand Rapids, and I'm a bit of a serial entrepreneur. So I started a contracting company on the West Coast in my early 20s and worked on another project telling kind of another storytelling project that was basically marketing for nonprofits. And toyed around with a handful of other things, and now we're charging full force on Failure Lab and growing this thing internationally.
Yeah, at the end of our conversation, I'd like to devote a little time to that project, Elemental Project. But let's get back into the Failure Lab. I was doing some research, and I found a quote that you had, that the goal isn't to glorify failure, but it's to crush the stigma around it. Can you go a little deeper in that?
Yeah. I think what it was sort of happening in Silicon Valley a little bit, this, certainly people in the tech industry understand, like, okay, we've got to fail fast, which really just means we've got to try a bunch of things. And inevitably, if you're trying a bunch of things, then you are going to fail. So they kind of came up with almost like this badge of honor for failure. Like, look, I failed at this startup, or look, my .com failed. And so it was, in that sense, kind of glorifying a little bit. And Failure Lab is very much not that. This is, it's more than just business or just startups. It's universal failure. So it's relationship failure, life failure, addiction failure. And that's what we say. We're not glorifying it. We're sharing it. We're owning it. And then we're leaving it out to other people and inviting them into the story. So in that sense, it just feels very, very different. I can honestly say, obviously I'm biased because I'm a co-founder, but I've never really been in a room with a vibe quite like that, of this public raw confession. And our catch is that we invite you into the story. So instead of our speakers giving the lessons, we ask the audience to give their lessons. And in that sense, that's how we're not glorifying it. We're pushing back on kind of the stigma and the shame by saying, here's my failure. Here's what I did wrong. Here's how it hurt me, everyone else, and then dropping the microphone and walking off stage.
Continue. I'm sorry.
No problem. And by that, just leaving it out there to people, that's what we think really pushes back on the stigma.
That's what captured me. There aren't any stars, in that same article I read. You're not hearing Bono pontificate or Bill Gates, tell you how he made it. It's everyday people. And that's really what drew me into it.
Yeah. We try to get kind of one household or regional name per each event. There's six storytellers at each event, and then maybe one is a little bit better known, but exactly the rest are just kind of your general peers in your community, and oftentimes they're the ones with the most powerful stories. And it's so strange, because you could know someone for 10 years, and then you come to Failure Lab and you hear their story, and a lot of people say, my goodness, I never knew that about this community leader. And that's kind of one of the really fun parts about opening up and hearing these tales.
Now, we mentioned you're from Michigan, and everybody knows about the troubles that Detroit is suffering from. Do you find that it was a natural to launch in that area, or is it just circumstance?
I think that's an interesting question. No one's asked that before. What I think, we're in West Michigan, and Detroit is East Michigan, and it's kind of funny. Anyone outside of the Midwest, if you say Michigan, they all think Detroit.
Right.
And so I would say Grand Rapids and Detroit are two very different cities and vibes and feels. But I think all of us kind of come together around growing our state and growing in the Midwest. And when you have a state like ours that it has such a great history of manufacturing, what I think is very interesting about our state is that we were really one of the first to hit Bob. I mean, globally, people know about the failure of Detroit. And what's unique about that is the places that are first to hit bottom, and there's certainly going to be more cities that are probably going to go bankrupt, but the first, those are also then the first to have to figure a way out of it, the first to have to innovate out of that problem and really solve it. And that's what you're feeling. There's just this grassroots movement, and there's also a high-level movement, but all around Detroit and in Michigan in general, where people are like, okay, did it this one way for so long, like, let's try other stuff. And so it's almost intoxicating. I tell everyone, I used to, in my 20s, I lived in California, and I kind of badmouthed Michigan, and I used to call Detroit the armpit of the Midwest. Mm. And now I'm like, one of, so outspoken ambassador for them, because it's just, it really is infectious around there. All these people trying so many different things, and they came from a place of so much pain, and they're just pouring themselves into their community and into rebuilding, and they're using materials that are there and people that are there. And, yeah, I highly recommend, if you ever want to go on a wild vacation, go stay in downtown Detroit.
I have a sister who lives in Monroe, and I don't think she would be going to vacation there, although they get up to the ball games every now and then. We're running out of time in this segment. Our special guest is Jonathan Williams, and he is with a group that's doing some fascinating storytelling at failure-lab.com. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to the Business Builder Show with Jonathan Williams of Failure Lab, and we'll be right back.
Bringing the business classroom to you, it's the Business Builder Show with Marty Wolf.
Here's George Foreman with InventHealth.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-352-3108. That's 1-800-352-3108. Again, 1-800-352-3108.
Limited time offer, 24-month commitment and credit qualification require, cancellation fee, auto pay and paperless billing, and other restrictions apply.
If you can't see the difference, why pay the difference? Switch to Dish for the best deal in entertainment. Only Dish brings you the best in entertainment for less than $20 a month. Cut the cable and don't get directed. Switch to Dish, because at just $19.99, Dish saves you every time you turn on the TV. It's so simple. The same channels cost less with Dish. So since you can't see the difference, don't pay the difference. Switch to Dish for the best deal in entertainment. Get premium movie channels free for 3 months, starting at just $19.99. Dish saves you every time you turn on the TV. Call now to save with Dish. Dial 1-877-312-6739. That's 1-877-312-6739. The same channels for less than $20 a month. Dish. Call 1-877-312-6739 for details.
Informing, educating, and encouraging. The Business Builder Show with Marty Wolf.
And we're back with our special guest, Jonathan Williams. This is the Business Builder Show with Marty Wolf, but I'm Carrie Carney. And we had a fascinating discussion in the first segment. Jonathan, I'd like you to tell people how they can get in touch with your show.
Yes, we're web-based. All of our stories and videos and lessons are online at failure-lab.com.
Let's get into it. Why now, Jonathan? Why this particular set of storytelling now?
You know, what I think is important is within the last 20 years, and even more so the last 5 to 10, change that we are experiencing as a culture is just exponential. And it's only changing faster, I think. Communication, education, the business marketplace, it's all just ramping up so quickly. And what I think is kind of wild about that is when you're faced with so much change, inevitably you're forced to try new things. And now all of us, old and young, are trying new things, and inevitably that means we're going to fail more. And so I think fundamentally, if we want to keep pushing forward in a productive manner, we've all got to get a lot more comfortable with failure, and I think a lot of us really aren't or haven't been.
Where do you see Failure Lab 6 months and 12 months from now?
Well, we just last month launched a host license model. So we opened it up. We're empowering other people to host their own Failure Lab events, and this has been so exciting. Within 2 weeks, we've received applications from Dubai, Iraq, South Africa, New Zealand, Australia. We're thrilled to kind of really move this around the world and kind of create a movement of really powerful, unique storytelling. So anyone can go on there. If you're looking for a fundraising idea or a conference idea, or you just want to do something different in your community that brings people together, we think the Fairy Lab is an amazing way to accomplish that.
Really quickly, so our audience, if they haven't seen the videos, can grasp it. Tell me the format of an evening of Failure Lab.
Yeah, so the idea, it almost feels like a play. So they've been in kind of dimly lit, minimally produced theaters, and we've had anywhere from 400 to 800 people at a show, and there's six storytellers, and they're coming out just to share their failure and own it and walk off stage. And what's very different about our event is after each story, there's a giant countdown clock that counts down on the wall, and during that time, we're inviting you as an audience member to share kind of your thoughts or your lessons or the things that really stuck out to you by tweeting them to hashtag Failure Lab or by writing them in your bulletin. And then after that, after the event, everything's published online. So what you get are hundreds of beautifully crowdsourced thoughts and really just kind of introspective stuff versus kind of a presenter coming out and giving you one lesson. And then after that lesson period, there's an entertainer or a musician. So what you have is this kind of roller coaster ride of narrative and music and engagement. And then it goes for about 2 hours. And afterwards, we try to sponsor a drink every time. And almost every event, people at the venues have had to kick us out of the theaters hours later because you can't get people to not want to keep opening up and talk.
I found the music interlude kind of like a sorbet to clean the palate. Is that correct?
That's very well said. Yes, that is exactly the purpose. Kind of clear the air and recharge the room.
And I'm going to give a shout out for a guy, a musician that's part of it, Lucas Wilson. I listened to his tunes on the website, and very good, very, very good. I'm going to get his stuff. We've never had a shout out before. There we go. We're breaking ground. Lucas Wilson, everybody.
I will text him immediately after this, say you just had your shout out.
Great, great. It's all about the story. What happened in your life that made stories so personal, so important to you?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think even since I was a kid, I've always been drawn to great storytelling, whether it was film or books. I was kind of the nerd at the library with a stack of Russian literature. I've just loved good narrative, and I think narrative is really probably one of our most powerful connectors as humans. And on top of that, I think what you find is no matter how successful someone is or where they are in life, All people, universally, we all have these friction points in life or these screw-ups or ways that we've failed or the ways that other people have failed us. And in my life, I had a really tough adolescence. I've always had a really tough relationship with my father. I dropped out of college, which I had a lot of shame around because I always felt like I was on path to become like a lawyer or a writer. I did really well up until college, and I started a business in San Diego, and when the economy went wild, it took me down with it, and I truly, there was a point in my life where I had sold almost every single thing that I owned. And if you just look at your own life and the ways that you failed in relationships or as a son or as a brother, or as a coworker, or as a leader, I think it just hits home to everyone, and to me, that's why story is so amazing, is because it just creates this introspection where we look at our own lives and we think, about the things that we've got to get over or accept. And some things just are standalone failures. I mean, you screwed up, it hurts, and you just have to accept it.
What's the feedback been from the audience?
You know, I think that's one of the things that keeps us doing more and really trying to turn this into a movement. Some of my favorite responses, and we put these all online on the site, so you can go online and see from every event all the thoughts from the audience members, but I love "I'm not alone" as one, or "always speak the truth." I love one is "art is hard," which I think is absolutely so true on so many levels. Redemption is never too late. Forgive yourself. Let go. Be there. Be present. You're important. In failure, you can find your strengths.
So true. And they're the buts that you don't hear the speaker say, correct?
Yes. Yeah. Most of them, I would say, are from the audience members. They're pretty much all unique to the people.
Jonathan, we have about a minute left. I did watch your TED Talk, and I would suggest everybody Google TED Talk Jonathan Williams. You have another project or another key item you're working on, Elemental Project. You got a minute to talk about it, but it seems very, very important.
Yes, yeah. It goes very much in line with storytelling, and this was something me and a handful of guys, including Jordan, were working on about 5 years ago. And it was essentially, we were trying to be sort of like Upworthy.com is, and focusing on what, not on problems like the media often does, but focusing on solutions. So exposing the other half of the story in the media. And it is now being used, tested rather, as curriculum in college classrooms and currently actually launching today. Ironically, a local nonprofit is going to use it for a student course, for a summer course for their students. So there's a little twinge of irony in that we came from a positive storytelling project into launching a international failure business.
I got that irony. I could talk for hours, but we're running out of time. Our special guest has been Jonathan Williams with Failure Lab. It's failure-lab.com. Jonathan, thank you so much for being a guest on the Business Builder Show.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Presenting the thought leaders of today, it's the Business Builder Show with Marty Wolf.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work from home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom15.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom15.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 15.com. Go to freedom15.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom15.com.
In these uncertain economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses can be our cars, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. If you own a vehicle with less than 130,000 miles, is less than 12 years old, has a warranty about to expire, or even no warranty at all, you could stop paying for car repairs. Roadside assistance, towing, and rental coverage are all included. Don't wait for the next repair. Make one free call right now to see if you qualify. If your vehicle is less than 12 years old, has less than 130,000 miles, even if it's out of warranty, paying for car repairs can become a thing of the past. Call us right now and get your car protected before your next repair bill hits. Get protection and no more repair bills. Call 877-239-2005. Again, 877-239-2005. That's 877-239-2005. 877-239-2005.
Presenting the thought leaders of today, it's the Business Builder Show with Marty Wolf.
Welcome back to the Business Builder Show, and I am Marty Wolf, your host, and my sidekick and co-host, Kerry Carney, did a wonderful job on the interview with Jonathan Williams of Failure Lab. Any additional words of wisdom, Kerry?
I was on their website, and they are rolling this out nationally. Actually, internationally. I think he had requests for other countries.
He did. He said that. He said there was other countries. So
yeah.
Fascinating. And I think you have to go on the failure lab and really study it, because I do think it's a paradigm buster. I think it really challenges the traditional way of thinking. I think it's very effective. I loved it. I loved the interview. I loved the whole concept. You know, so, yeah, they are going internationally. So great job again, Kerry, and I appreciate you. Pinch hitting and doing a great job. Right?
It was my pleasure. Absolutely.
Let's get back to our article from Forbes.com, written by Jason Demers. His last name is spelled D-E-M-E-R-S, Jason Demers. And the title of the article we started talking about in segment one is 7 Reasons Your Business is Failing and What to Do About It. And we talked about, first things we talked about were you don't know how to market your business, and you may need to do a better job with marketing or find help to do it. Your prices may be too low. You may want to look at how you can raise them as long as you're delivering value. You can do that. If you deliver enough value, people don't pay that much attention to the cost. There's an important lesson. Point number 3 in 7 reasons your business is failing and what to do about it. You don't really know your customers.
This one really got me. I mean, we've both been in the commodity sales business. And how many times have you had a customer and, oh, they're mine for life. They're rock solid. And they stop buying and you finally realize, well, the purchasing agent left 9 months ago.
Yeah.
They were absorbed by another company. And, you know, you really weren't keeping that relationship as tight as you should.
If I had a nickel for every time a salesperson told me,
yeah,
I've got this account covered, I'd have a lot of money in the bank.
Yep. Yep.
So you don't really know your customers. And do you really know what makes them tick? What to do about it is do some research. Ask good customers. Why do they buy from you? Why do they like you?
Surveys.
Do surveys. Do online surveys. It's really not that complicated. But what we call this, Kerry, is your perfect prospects. Your perfect prospects. Who your product or service does not apply to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
It just doesn't. Who does it apply to? Who is it right for? Where are they? How do you connect with them? How do you stay in touch with them? And it's an important lesson. It doesn't say it in here, but we're going to throw out an important lesson. It's just as important to know, to drive home this point of who you should not be selling to, as well as at who you should be selling to.
Because it all comes down to time inventory.
Correct.
If you're squandering your time inventory on a client that the juice just isn't worth the squeeze, there are better ones out there you should focus on and be more profitable with.
That's the most profound business lesson a small business can have. Don't get comfortable thinking everybody's going to buy your product or services. They're not. You've got to find out who the customers are, where are they, how you're going to reach them, how you're going to stay in touch with them. Okay, let's move on to something, because Jason really writes for Forbes.com, and he really is a social media kind of guy. And point number 4 in his article is you think SEO, which stands for search engine optimization, and social media don't apply to you. I don't really need this stuff. I don't really need to understand how to optimize my website. I don't even need a website.
Dinosaurs how that went.
Yeah, that's right. If you don't even have a website, well, turn off the radio right now and move on to something else. Get a website. Search engine optimization is where you're getting the keywords in there and where people find you. It's easier to search for you. Your website has to be really good. Your social media is the information that we talk about frequently, your LinkedIn, your Facebooks, Pinterest, whatever might help you attract and communicate, not sell, communicate to prospects and to your existing customers. You have to study this. You have to understand it. And what to do about it is just start to understand. Search engine optimization.
And like you talked about in the first segment, if you don't have the time to do that, save money and invest it in someone who knows how to do that. Hire somebody.
I'm glad you said that, because it made me think of something else. Obviously, a big problem with a lot of startups or small businesses, they don't have the money to do that. Well, make some friends at networking events. there are people who say, well, look, I'm kind of in the same boat as you. I know how to do this. You know how to do that. Let's trade some services.
I need tires. I need a website.
Yeah.
Barter.
So keep your ears to the ground and your eyes open for someone who does this, who you can potentially collaborate with. Almost all businesses do a version of that.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't have cash. You got to get creative. So find someone to help you. Point number five. I almost said I identify this, but I shouldn't have admitted that. It says point number five is you've got the answer for everything. You just know everything, right?
Yeah.
You're the entrepreneur. Heck, you started this business. You're running the business.
Three words that put almost every business out of business. I got this.
I got this. Yeah, you're exactly right. And usually it's the owner or the boss or the supervisor who thinks they know everything and they have to tell everyone what to do. They don't trust anybody to get things done. Mistake.
Or, again, it comes down to that time inventory. Oh, I'll do this. It'll take me 2.5 days to do it. But you could have hired someone and gotten it done in an hour.
Yeah.
And then you could have focused on more important items to grow your business.
A lot of entrepreneurs struggle with writing copy, whether it's Facebook or LinkedIn or blogging. And there are sites to help you write those.
Mm-hmm.
If you just said, you Google and say, I need help writing a blog, you're going to find sites that'll do that. Inexpensive people who you can put out a topic and they'll write it for you very inexpensively. You can bid for it. So the excuses you can't write does not hold water.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea here is get over the idea that you think you know everything. Get out of your own way. Carrie, you said it earlier. Learn to work on the business, not in the business.
Mm-hmm.
You're running the business. That's what you're all about. Another danger, you know, why your business might be failing is you can't handle the growth. I've seen this repeatedly. Something works really well. I mean, they call it the Oprah effect or the Groupon effect. If you don't know what Groupon is, it's the company you can go on and restaurants. You can post your coupons in for Johnny's restaurant. Well, Groupon has probably put a whole lot of restaurants out of business because guess what? It worked.
The overwhelming demand and you can't handle it.
And in they came. 500 people came in a day, and you're nowhere near getting it done. So get ready. Can handle the growth. Another last point that he talks about in this article is you may not have the business savvy that you need. You need to understand finances. You need to understand leadership. My suggestion for that he doesn't mention here, if you don't have the business savvy, find a mentor. Find someone that can help you, and quite frankly, hire a business coach if
at
all possible.
I thought you were going to say go to the Business Builder Show archives.
Well, I think that's a good one.
And pick up your MBA, because we've covered a lot of these things and have a lot of ideas, books, videos.
I agree, man. I agree. Strongly I agree. So the article we reviewed is from Forbes.com. The author is Jason Demers. Title is 7 Reasons Your Business is Failing and What to Do About It. Great article. Very helpful. Find it. And I've already mentioned there are a lot of links in that article that will be very helpful to you running your business. Thanks again for being part of the Business Builder Show. We appreciate the time you spent to be with us. Carrie, again, great interview with Jonathan Williams. And Tom, thanks for all you do in producing the Business Builder Show. I appreciate it, man. You know?
It's my pleasure, man. I have a lot of fun doing it.
Our guest next week will be Kathy Cabrino. Kathy is a writer for Forbes and the Huffington Post, and she is a top media source on women's career and entrepreneurial issues and trends. We talked about one of Kathy's articles in one of our past shows, and I was so enthralled by that article, that's why I wanted to get Kathy on. And she is coming on. She'll be with us next week. As Carrie indicated, you want to learn more about business, go to our website, which is businessbuildersglobal.com, businessbuildersglobal.com. We do our best on the Business Builder Show so you can do your best. I'm Marty Wolf. Thanks for listening. Have a great week.
Bringing the business classroom to you, it's the Business Builder Show with Marty Wolf.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-352-3108. That's 1-800-352-3108. Again, 1-800-352-3108.
Limited time offer, 24-month commitment and credit qualification require. Cancellation fee, auto pay and paperless billing and other restrictions apply.
If you can't see the difference, why pay the difference? Switch to Dish for the best deal in entertainment. Only Dish brings you the best in entertainment for less than $20 a month. Cut the cable and don't get directed. Switch to Dish because at just $19.99, Dish saves you every time you turn on the TV. It's so simple. The same channels cost less with Dish. So since you can't see the difference, don't pay the difference. Switch to Dish for the best deal in entertainment. Get premium movie channels free for 3 months, starting at just $19.99. Dish saves you every time you turn on the TV. Call now to save with Dish. Dial 1-877-312-6739. That's 1-877-312-6739. The same channels for less than $20 a month. Dish. Call 1-877-312-6739 for details.